has another favorite for us. Yes, Mary?
224.
Good Christian friends rejoice. And can we sing 1 and 3?
Yes.
1 and 3. Good Christian friends rejoice. 224. Another favorite? Do I see a hand? Yes. 237. 237. Sing We Now of Christmas. And did you have favorite verses? 1 and 5. How's that? 1 and 5. First and last. For a couple more, so who has another request? Yes, go ahead, Becky. 249. There's a song in the air. 1 and 4. Verses 1 and 4 of 249. Another one? Did I hear 251? Go tell it on the mountain, 251, verses 1 and 3, okay? Verses 1 and 3, 251. Thank you, everyone. We will now continue with our worship service. Thank you, Colleen, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the House of Faith, the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa. We're very glad to see you all here today on this beautiful day to celebrate the Christmas season, the Sunday before Christmas Day. We asked everyone to please sign in on the red pew pads. You'll see them at the end of the aisle. Please let us know your name, and then you can hand that booklet on down, and that way if there's someone new in your pew, you can get to know their names too. We also have blue prayer cards in the pews. If you would please feel free to write your joys or concerns, prayer requests on those cards, and then you can put them in the offering plate on your way out in the back in the narthex. And of course, we invite everyone to coffee and fellowship across the breezeway after service. So please feel free to join us over there. And our announcements, December birthdays, we have Cameron and Kelsey, Carol, Ron, Chris, Sheila, Martin, Paul, and Sally, all with December birthdays. So a happy birthday to all of our December birthdays. Our December newsletter is now available in the narthex. Please make sure and check out the newsletter. A lot of time and energy goes into that letter, and there's a lot of great information inside there. And if you read it online, of course, you can always save it and refer to it as needed. We have free Saturday movies here. The next one, January 4th, will be at 11 a.m. Miracles from Heaven. And that's in Faith Theater 2, a nice, very large living room, comfy setting to enjoy a nice movie on a big screen. And there are snacks available for purchase there. Pastor's Luncheon, which we had quite a crowd in December at Legend 8. This next month, January 8th, is the Pastor's Luncheon at noon. $15, and please make sure you sign up. There's a sign-up sheet in the fellowship hall there so that they can account for the number that are coming. And of course, we are still the Serial Church. I think of Ralph Snook when I think of the Serial Church, and when we caroled, we were able to see Ralph and put a big smile on his face when he was able to reconnect with the church folks here. So please remember to donate scrip or bring cereal to help those families in need. And I have that as my last announcement. All right, and now is time for the lighting of our Advent candle. So I would like to please have Brian and Janine come on up. Thank you.
Jesus came to this world as the Prince of Peace. Israel was under the rule of the Romans, which implemented peace according to their political ideals. However, the vast empire ceased to exist, but the peace of Christ continues to rule and transform lives. Today, we light the candle of Christ's peace.
Eight centuries before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah spoke of the coming Messiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Thank you for the promise of peace amid conflicts, hatred, and hostility. Peace may seem far off, but we still find your peace in our hearts and lives. Please help us be peacemakers in the world today. Amen.
And And now please join in the call to worship, standing as you are able. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And please join our first hymn, Angels We Have Heard on High, number 238.
Angels we have all on high, sweetly singing of the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherd, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Oh, Christ whose birth the angels sing. Come, adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Before you sit down, please feel free to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors and greet each other and welcome them. Peace be with all of you. Thank you, everyone. As you find your way back to your seats, our next order of worship is sharing of joys and concerns, and Deb will be ready when we are.
Well, before we begin, let's welcome all those who have come to join us via Zoom. Good morning, Helen. So good to see you up in Chico, California. And we actually went to visit many of our faithful worshipers on Zoom. And June and Joyce, George and Alicia are the ones we went to visit. So welcome, welcome. Some who have not met Joyce, she is an affiliate member of the church, and we went to see her there at the Golden Oaks this past last Sunday. And one thing that was funny, when we went to see Alicia, we were singing Christmas Carol in the living room, and this bird in the living room always started singing. It was beautiful. So the bird joined the Christmas Carol in our own way. So welcome all of you, and welcome Bill. Continue to pray for Bill, because he is getting the consultation from the doctors about the hip replacement surgery. Hopefully that everything will be arranged and the pain will go away. And welcome on welcome somebody who has come with us to be with us on iPad there. And welcome Christine as well. And Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you for your prayers for my mother. Her surgery got moved up. It was a week ago Thursday, so this is day 10. She had an excellent surgeon there at Riverside Memorial Hospital or whatever it is. And so I didn't take my trip to Texas. I stayed home and helped my mom and dad. She made it through really well. She's had a lot of pain, but just the last 4 days, the pain's starting to subside. And yesterday she told me, sitting at lunch, that it was a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. Just thank you so much. I think she's going to get better.
I'm Trudy Baird, and Joe Nell, that we've been praying for, was let out of the nursing home on Friday, and I met with her this morning for breakfast with all our ham radio bunch, and it was really nice. Thank you for the prayers.
While Deb makes her way to the next one, I would like to ask prayers for a family member in North Dakota. Her name is Christy. Her and her whole family, her daughter Amanda, is shouldering a lot of the stress right now with her mom in ICU. And please prayers for Christy that she will get through this and get stronger and better. Thank you.
We had a celebration last Friday of our 55th wedding anniversary.
All right.
And it amazes me every day how much vitality and a treasure my wife is.
That's a good husband. And I just want to remind you all that our Christmas Eve candlelight service is this Tuesday. That would be a little late. Tuesday at 7 p.m. So please come for that. It's always a beautiful service with music and carols and candlelight and singing. And it's my favorite service of the year because it makes the sanctuary so beautiful. And I'm just going to welcome Denise and Mike.
now that I had a little bit of practice on these things, I just want to see if I can get some prayers for my two very good friends, Ceci and George Boccaccio. George is going through radiation treatments, and I think she needs the strength to help him get through it, and just pray that he gets better.
And the gentleman who sits right next to Janine, Brian, is the one who made the beautiful church sign and the office sign. Oh. Thank you, Brian. Absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Hi, I'm Cheryl. I usually don't stand and ask for stuff, but my brother lost his dog that he had for a very long time, and for us that don't have kids, that's one of the worst pains that you could ever feel. So I was wondering if you could pray for him, please. His name's Michael. Thank you. Mm.
On that note, I would like to ask for prayers for my neighbors, Bill and Gloria Thomas, because they also lost their dog. They had a mountain lion come drag their dog over the fence a couple nights ago, and they found the trail of blood. But it's a big Weimaraner, and so pray for them, because that was like their child, too.
Wow.
Good morning. I'm Charles, and as you know, I call Lucy Brumbaum every week, or about every week, and if I don't call her, she calls me. And I can't think of a circumstance where you'd be in a room and taking care of yourself. You got to be alone. Her son that takes care of her is going to have a hip replacement this coming week. And so she's going to be alone for a while. And I can't imagine how she takes care of herself in one room and she doesn't care for the food in the place where she lives, so she cooks it herself. So she's really upbeat. So if you ever feel down, give her a ring up, and you'll be blessed. Thank you.
Oh, hello, everybody. Thank you for praying for our contractor, John Kier, a Christian who lives in Palestine, in the city of Bethlehem. The Muslims and the Jews have backed off from that area, and the Jews know Christians are going to be okay. But continue to pray for him and that the war won't come back towards Bethlehem. Thank you very much. My wife said he was born there, so he did.
I have three things. I just had two a few minutes ago, but now I have three. I found my pin in my purse from church. I thought I'd lost it. Also, I am thankful for my husband of 58 years. We celebrated this past week on the 18th. Yay. Ha-ha, we beat you, Bruce. And I don't know if my husband would say such kind things, but I am going to talk to Linda and see how much she paid him. Also, speaking of my husband, his surgery will be April 8th. Oh, wow. And he is in a great deal of pain, so please pray for him. My praise for him is that he's used to do so much for me, and I'm having to do it all now, and now I really appreciate him. I don't think I did before, so.
Hi, I'm Judy Salveson, and I'm back. It was a very arduous trip coming home. My plane was delayed, and I think I was up for 28 hours, and finally got home, and I haven't felt great since, but I had to be back for today, because today is the joy. My little grandson is 1 year old today, and when I left, he was just walking around, holding onto your finger, and I knew he'd be walking by the time I came back, which he is, apparently. And my son says, he is walking or sleeping. That's all he does. It's all about his legs. He never crawled, so. I can't wait to see him this afternoon when we have a party for him. And the other thing is, I'd like you to pray for the people of Syria. Their president was deposed, or however you say it, with the rebels. And I had no idea, because in America, we don't get the news like what is there. And the things that I saw on television that that man has done, he's worse than Hitler. And I just, the people are just like, now they're leaving Turkey and going back home to Syria the next day. That's how bad it was. And that now that they're so happy and stuff. But there's a lot of turmoil and stuff yet. Thank you.
Judy, would you share who that mysterious man who was sitting next to you last Sunday? Or are you going to hold us in suspense for another year or
that
so?
That was Hakan Akinji, and that's really why I kind of went there to see him. I hadn't seen him in over 2 years, so other than on, you know, Facebook kind of thing, FaceTiming.
And how are you related to him?
He's my boyfriend.
Now you know.
Anyone on Zoom, please raise your hand and unmute.
George.
Unmute George. Can you click on the mute button?
Nope. Just once. That's it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oops.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you.
If you see the microphone on the...
He's already unmuted, but it's not coming through the speaker.
The microphone is off, I think. The volume is down, maybe.
Check your volume and your mic, George.
I think I'm going to call him later on. Georgia, I'm going to call you after the worship and share the prayer request with the congregation through the prayer chain. Is that okay? Because we couldn't hear you. Yeah. Okay. I'll talk to you soon, Georgia.
Thank you, everyone. And we will now continue with the unison prayer. So if you would please be in an attitude of prayer and join in with the words in your bulletin or on the screen. O Jesus, Emmanuel, how good it is that you are in our lives. You are the shining star that casts out darkness from our path. You are the fountain of exceeding joy that keeps us singing praises. You quench our thirst and fill our every longing with life-giving water. Your gentle touch transforms thorny affairs into a beautiful flower garden. You brought the glory of heaven and everlasting peace unto us on Christmas Day. O Jesus, God's begotten Son, may this life of happiness in you last forever. Amen.
We have heard the prayer requests. We have our loved ones that God has placed in our life so that we can hold them with our prayers. And we have situations near and far that we've been concerned, and we want to lift our prayers unto God for those situations. So let us continue our prayers in silence at this time. Dear Lord Jesus, the Christmas season is the never-failing reminder of your presence in our lives. We have walked through the dark valley in our past, but you walked with us through the valley. We have been through many troubles, which made us question about your love, your involvement in our lives, but you showed us with your power that you are deeply involved in all our life's affairs. We had moments of doubt, but, O Lord, you proved unto us that you are there for us. So this morning as we worship together, we, out of our experiences, out of our convictions, acknowledge that you are the God of Emmanuel. You are with us. Even when we do not see you, you are there for us. Even when we are struggling to find you, you are surely with us. So, Lord, we celebrate our life with you, for you are in our life. You have provided for us, you have sustained us, and you protected us that we could continue on this lifelong journey. And we acknowledge that without you, O Lord, we could not have come this far. So we give you glory unto you for all that you have done to us, the blessings of Emmanuel that you have given unto us. So we thank you for your presence in our lives. We invite your Holy Spirit to come and touch us once more and give us this assurance so that we may hold on to you regardless of our life circumstances. You have come into our lives and you have formed us according to your image. And we know that you have full control over our life journey, over our life circumstances. So unto you, unto your control and sovereignty, we yield ourselves. And now as we worship together as one community of faith, we join our prayers together, praying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Now it's time for our Young at Hearts moment.
Today's story is The Night Before Jesus, written by Herbert Brokering, illustrated by David Miles. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. Isaiah 9:6-7. 'Twas the night before Jesus when all through the earth every creature was stirring for a baby's new birth. The people were looking straight up and then down, to the left, to the right, both in country and town. Some faces were watching far out in the sky, believing God's Son would be soon coming by. In Bethlehem, children were snug in their beds, with dreams of olives and figs in their heads. Sheep had just baaed their last sleepy bleat, and the shepherds were tired, weary, and beat. When up in the air there arose such a clatter, the shepherds saw angels and asked, "What's the matter?" They jumped to their feet and stood straight and tall, and saw thousands of angels and heard angels call. It sounded like glory, looked bright as can be. It was hard to believe, it was so hard to see. But what to their wondering eyes did appear but glory around them, so loud and so near? It happened so sudden, it happened so quick. Was it real? Was it true? Or was it a trick? More rapid than eagles, the shepherds then came, found Mary and Joseph, and whispered his name. It is Jesus, the Savior, Messiah, God's Son, Emmanuel, the Lord. He is all and each one. They fell to their knees way down on the ground. How good to receive him, the one they had found. The shepherds saw Jesus, they almost did cry, for Jesus, their Savior, had surely come by. So straight up the hillside their running feet flew, with their eyes full of Jesus, their hearts now like new. Far away, wise men stood on some roof, searching the skies for biblical proof. Night after night they hunted with care for a sign of God's love in some stars up there. "There," each one shouted, "out in the east," and they mounted with haste on their two-humped beast. One wise man with gold had a little round tummy. The frankincense wise man smelled yummy, yum, yummy. The gift of rare myrrh had been packed in a can, for Jesus would need it when he was a man. They were soon filled with questions from head down to toe. They asked, "Where's the king? We truly must know." They traveled so long and traveled so far and followed their hearts and came to the star. Each face of the wise men was grim for a while, then slowly each cheek returned to a smile. They saw that God gave his son to the earth. They took up God's gift, putting theirs on the earth. There was no more to do, there was no more to say. This was God's world, and this was God's day. As the Christ child blinked slowly while turning his head, the wise men knew then they had nothing to dread. They spoke not a word as they headed for home. They were thankful to God that Christ Jesus had come. Christ was on earth, the old was like new. Now people could see what God could do. It's the night before Jesus from ground to the sky, and Jesus the Savior will surely come by. So we know and you know that God is in sight. God blessings to all and to all a good night. The end. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Galatians 4:4-5. May we be thankful for the gift of God's Son to us. Amen.
Please join in our next hymn, Silent Night, Holy Night, number 239.
Shepherds care at the
It's now time for our scripture reading. And today's scripture comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 56. Mary's song of praise. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. So happy to see you on this beautiful Christmas Sunday morning. And you have heard the forecast that it might rain on Christmas Day, which makes me happy, believe it or not. Growing up in the Seoul, Korea, and with the same altitude like Boston, I enjoyed the four seasons, distinct four seasons in Korea, and then while I was there in New England, I enjoyed the winter there. And being cold is like makes me feel that it's Christmas. So I pray that as we celebrate Christmas together, we will have a special visit from our Lord Jesus, who come and touch our hearts and our lives and fill us with his presence. A lady had a circle of friends for whom she really wanted to buy Christmas present. Time slipped away, and it was so busy at work for her, she just wasn't able to get to the store to purchase those gifts. Time was running out. So now, too many days before Christmas, she decided to give up on the gift idea and just buy everybody the same beautiful Christmas card. She went to the local gift store and hurriedly went through the now picked-over stack of cards and found a box of 50, just exactly what she wanted. She didn't take time to read the message. She just noticed a beautiful cover on it, and there was gold around it and a floral appearance on the front of the card. And she thought, that's perfect. So she signed all of them with all my love. As New Year's came and she had time to go back two or three cards she didn't send from that stack, she was shocked to read the message inside. It said in a little rhyme, "This Christmas card is just to say a little gift is on the way." So she had to do the Christmas shopping, I'm sure. In the United States, November and December accounts for about 20% of total retail sales. And Christmas sales constitute a significant source of revenue for businesses. Why do so many sales go on during Christmas? One principal move behind the sale is people buying gifts. People want to give and expect to receive gifts over Christmas. The gift people buy are usually limited to commodities. But the goodwill and loving hearts behind gifts are priceless and cannot be purchased with money. There is an amazingly precious gift people cannot put a monetary value on. It is not only the best that anyone in human history has ever given, but it touches the hearts of the recipients so profoundly that whoever received the gift is completely changed forever. What is that gift? Of course, Jesus Christ, the Emmanuel. God came down to this humble earth to be with us on Christmas. We'll reflect on how we experience Emmanuel despite the circumstances this morning. Isaiah 9 prophesied the coming Messiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. He will be called the Prince of Peace. This prophecy agrees with the praises of the heavenly host after the Messiah's birth. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. The question is, did the people on the first Christmas have peace? Joseph was in a dilemma. He was faithful to the law of Moses, which did not allow an improper pregnancy. But he did not want Mary to be scrutinized by the public, for Mary would be put to shame and humiliation. So the best option was to break the engagement quietly. The news of Christmas to King Herod and the king's official was alarming. Herod made sure of eradicating a potential threat to his throne by killing all the boys under 2 years of age in and around Bethlehem. How about the mother of the Messiah? Hearing the annunciation of the angel Gabriel, Mary was greatly troubled, the Gospel of Luke says. The Message translation says she was thoroughly shaken. The Greek texts use the word diétrixē, which means deeply or entirely troubled. There are several other Greek words to describe the condition of heart, but the diétrixē describes the worst condition. Imagine Mary's reaction. The news shocked her so much that even her body was probably shaking. It made her fearful for her life. The news of Emmanuel was not peaceful at all, but very troubling because they weren't simply ready to receive the Messiah. Let's look into Mary's reaction to the Annunciation in more detail. The ancient Jewish society was governed by traditions and teachings. They had stringent customs and rules in place that did not tolerate pregnancy before marriage, not to mention an illegitimate pregnancy with someone other than her fiancé. Mary, being a very traditional girl, was totally committed to the engagement with a future husband-to-be and had absolutely no consideration for having a baby until she had a visit with the angel. Joseph was a good man, but he was considering to break the engagement with Mary. Mary would become devastated by having to let go of Joseph. A graver consequence is the reaction from her community. Moses' law stipulated it as a serious crime that should not be tolerated and pronounced to those who committed the crime specific punishment. And we see a glimpse of it when the Pharisees brought to Jesus a woman caught in the act of committing adultery. They said, In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. If Mary's community had given her leniency, Mary would have faced excommunication at the least. Alienation from a community would have pained her for the rest of her life, and she knew what she was facing. There is, however, a complete change in Mary's reaction between the time of Annunciation and the pregnancy. By the time Mary visited Elizabeth, Mary had Jesus in her womb. What we see in Mary's song, as we read this morning, is an entirely different attitude of Mary. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. We don't see any trace of disturbance in our heart at all. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. The fear of people despising her and treating her as an outcast was no longer visible in her praise. Her heart rejoiced because she now expected admiration from her community. What transformed her? The baby Jesus within her body. The two contrasting reactions of Mary before and after the Annunciation are similar to people's reaction to God's reign in their lives. Some people react with doubt and fear, as Mary did when she first heard the news. Others are open wide to welcome God's power and presence. Therefore, Christmas is not for everyone. Well, you may be surprised hearing this. It may sound confusing when I say Christmas is not for everyone. Yes, Jesus the Savior was born to save the world from sin and reconcile the world with God. But in actuality, people are divided into two groups, as happened on the first Christmas. Two groups with two completely different attitudes. One group willfully rejects the Savior, while other group receive him. The praise of the heavenly host alludes to this reality as well. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Look at this praise a little carefully. Do not be confused this praise as peace on every dweller of the earth. It actually means Christ's peace comes to those whose favor rests, a selective group of people. Upon whom does God's favor rest? Someone like Mary, who opened her heart to God's will and accepted Jesus into her body. You know, receiving Jesus into her body means complete acceptance of her Savior. What made Mary one of the respected saints in Christianity was that despite mounting problems, she made a choice to offer herself for God's use. This decision made all the difference. After Mary was conceived by the Holy Spirit, the Christ baby in her womb took full control over her spirit and her body. No longer troubled, she overflowed with praise. As it happened on the first Christmas, experiencing Christmas joy and peace is selective. We must voluntarily open our hearts and bodies so that Christ can come in and take control over our whole being. Oh, I don't want to, because my life is a mess. Or I want to, but I am in so much trouble. I'm not in Christmas mood at all. Consider Mary. Mary was not in a Christmas mood either. Unprepared for the conception from every angle, but she made a decision to let it happen. Let me share a familiar Christmas story with you. Amid the horrors of the World War I, there occurred a unique truce. When enemies behave like brothers. Christmas Eve in 1914 was all quiet on France's Western Front, from the English Channel to the Swiss Alps. Trenches came within 50 miles of Paris. The war was only 5 months old, and approximately 800,000 men had been wounded or killed. Every soldier wondered whether Christmas Day would bring another round of fighting and killing. But something happened. British soldiers raised Merry Christmas signs, and soon carols were heard from German and British trenches alike. Christmas dawned with unarmed soldiers leaving their trenches as officers of both sides tried unsuccessfully to stop their troops from meeting the enemy in the middle of no man's land for songs and conversations. Exchanging small gifts, mostly sweets and cigars, they passed Christmas Day peacefully along miles of the front. At one point, the British played soccer with the Germans, who won 3-2. In some places, the spontaneous truce continued the next day. Neither side willing to fire the first shot. Finally, the war resumed when fresh troops arrived and the high command of both armies ordered that further informal understandings with the enemy would be punishable as treason. Celebrating Christmas in a fierce battleground was unthinkable, but on that particular part of the battlefront, enemy soldiers made a mutual agreement to celebrate Christmas. We may be facing a fierce battle in our lives right now. We may be puzzled by enormous challenges. We may not see any hint of joy in our life, but we can still celebrate Christmas by letting Christ come in and take control over our emotions, bodies, and circumstances. We may not be ready, but God is. God is ready to come in and fill our hearts and lives with joy and peace. Why do we not let God, as Mary did, and ask, Lord Jesus, we are your servant. Let it be with us just as you want. Come into our lives. Amen.
We'd like to thank you for your continued support of our church through your tithes and offerings. Please feel free to leave your offering in the offering plate at the back as the choir comes forward to offer our anthem today. You can also mail your checks into the church office.
Jesus Christ, our hearts are filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for the gift that you have given unto us. the gift that's made of yourself. So here we give you this offering, recognizing what you have done in our lives, committing ourselves to be the gift to the world, to those that you have placed in our life circle. So bless this gift of giving, O Lord, that it may be used to build your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please join in our final hymn, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive our King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven nature sing, and heaven nature sing, and heaven nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let all their songs implore. While fields and floods, flocks, fields and pines, repeat the sounding joy. The sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. And sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow,
or as the curse is
found, or as the curse is found, as far as, far as the curse.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we have learned to trust You for what You have done in our lives. You have proved over and over that You are with us. So, Lord, may we have this immovable faith, no matter what happened in our life, despite all the circumstances we face, the troubles we see, may we celebrate Your presence in our lives, that we may continue on with this Christmas joy and peace. So bless us as we go with Your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Never be afraid, God will go with you each hour, every day. Oh, now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true, oh, He will guide you in all you do. Oh, now in love and show you. So all the world can see, God will be there. What promise?